Good morning. It is time for the Morning Mindset edition of Live, Build, Change. I'm so thankful that you are taking the time to nourish your own soul. You're taking the time to remind yourself of what God says about himself, about your identity, and about your relationship with him. And today we're really talking about your relationship with God during those seasons of life that feel and look and perhaps actually are very, very dark times. Those times happen in life, right? As believers in Christ, we should not be these Pollyanna people who deny the reality of the world. God doesn't do that. Why should we? He speaks about the fallen world we live in very stark and realistic terms. And the reason he does that is because he doesn't want us, his people, to be going through life blind, not really recognizing reality for what it is. Because a person who does not live in reality is a person we call crazy, right? It's a person who can't function properly, can't function according to truth, because they see things wrongly. And so we need to be honest about the reality that life is hard at times, even for those who are Christ followers, those who have given their lives to Christ. And recognizing and admitting that reality is actually a very healthy thing for us, because it enables us to realize that God is not some cosmic genie or vending machine who we just rub the lamp or put in the coin of faith enough and we get what we want. You see, that's not God. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is the sovereign ruler of everything, including our lives. One theologian years ago said there is not a maverick molecule in all of the universe. What he means by that is there's not one random thing that is outside God's control. There's not one tiny little thing that God has not ordained to be the way that it is. Now, there are some theological difficulties we have to struggle through with that, but the point I'm trying to make in this particular point is that whatever you are facing right now, you need to learn to deal with it in an attitude of faith that is based on the fact that God is supremely and ultimately and intimately in control of your circumstance. You see, because when we deny that God is in control, we tend to make excuses for him, to let him off the hook, so to speak, because we don't want to think that such a hard, painful thing could happen in our lives with our loving Father being on the throne, because something in our minds tells us he can't be loving if he's allowing this thing to happen. But when we stop and we start with the understanding and the belief that God is indeed sovereign, he is indeed in control, that is unquestioned, then we're able to begin approaching life according to that reality, and it helps us grab hold of the thoughts we're having that aren't true, thoughts like that one I just mentioned, where we question God's love for us because of the circumstance we're in, and begin to rethink them in light of what is true. And that's healthy. That is the opposite of crazy, right? It's living according to truth. And the truth is God is in control, and God is still loving, even though we experience horrendous things in this life. There is a comfort in that, knowing that God is still loving, and this thing that's going on in my life is from his loving hand. Somehow, I don't understand it all the time, right? You don't understand the pain in your life when you're in the midst of it. You don't know why God is allowing this. I mean, how many times have you asked the question, why, God? Why are you allowing this? And he doesn't always answer, because we're not always able to understand, even if he were to tell us. But we can understand he is loving. He is loving right now. And often you have to affirm that to yourself in those hard times. And so that's the basis of what I want to say to you this morning. God is loving. Say that over to yourself if you're struggling through a hard time. And we'll talk about this more on tomorrow's Morning Mindset edition.
how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.